Well, I count it a privilege to be with y'all. I feel richly blessed, and I can say I feel at home here with each one of y'all. I feel like I've been here quite a bit, not recently, but some years back I've been here quite a bit. And I just, feel blessed to be back here again with y'all. I feel like with what we've heard already, we could, and with what we've sung already and everything, well, we could probably go, if we're living it out anyway, we could probably go from here and we'd be good to go. But since we're human and we forget and we need reminders, why, I think that's why we're here again, to have fellowship and just be reminded and what Christ has done for us and what he can continue to do, and that we just spread the word. I appreciated what Kinley has read there in Mark. To love the Lord God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind and strength, and our neighbor as ourself. If we're living that out, we're living God's greatest commandment. We're living out God's greatest commandment if we're living it out. As far as for a message, something that I had been thinking about for quite a while already, I'd like to just start out with happening that had happened to me quite some years ago. So me and my brothers and my mom, some of my brothers, my mom had went, I think it had been 2 or 3 hours from home, to an apartment building one time that one of my brothers had bought. He had just bought the place, and this place was a wreck. And we go to clean things up, and we walk in, I mean, you about don't step in, and man, it just felt like a brick just about hit you. I mean, it was a horrid smell in there. Smelled bad. Just about couldn't even breathe right at first. So some of us had actually walked in and gagged a couple times, and it was just bad. Walk in a little more. There's a dog in the cage still. The lady was supposed to have everything moved out by now. Dog in a cage still. Looked there like an egg just jumped out of the frying pan one time. There's just an egg laying on the floor, splat. And it was just a mess. Just a horrible smell. Yeah, not only did it smell bad, but it was just filthy and nasty. Very unclean, unkept. We get in there, it was just so bad, we didn't even know where to start cleaning. It's like, where do you even start? I'm sure some of us had wished to start with a mask or something on so we could even breathe half-chide in there. Anyway, we got to cleaning up, and we actually got things cleaned up quite well for the circumstance we were in. And, I don't remember how exactly we got started. I figure we probably had got started with opening some windows or something and getting some better fresh air in there. So that way it would smell better. But you know what I'd like for us to picture here this morning is each one of us else needs a real cleaning or else have had a real cleaning. And each one of us needs to examine ourselves. Where are you this morning? in your life? What's in your heart? I came across this song. I'm just going to read this song. It's the song, The Secret Place. My heart is like a house. One day I let the Savior in. There are many rooms where we would visit now and then. But then one day he saw that door. I knew the day had come too soon. And I said, Jesus, I'm not ready for us to visit in that room. There's a place in my heart where even I wouldn't go. I have some things hidden there I don't want no one to know. But he handed me the key with tears of love on his face. He said, I want to make you clean. Let me go in your secret place. So I opened up the door, and the two of us walked in. I was so ashamed, I've revealed my hidden sin. But when I think about that room now, I'm not afraid anymore. For I know my hidden sin no longer hides behind that door. There was a place in my heart where even I wouldn't go. I had some things hidden there I didn't want no one to know. But he handed me the key with tears of love on his face. He made me clean. I let him in my secret place. Is there a place in your heart where even you don't go? Do you have some things hidden there you don't want no one to know? Well, he's handing you the keys with tears of love on his face. He wants to make you clean. Let him go in your secret place. You know, God loves to clean up our mess. That's what he wants to do for us, for you and I. If we get ourselves in a mess, he's there for us. God will never ask anything too hard for you. You know, it's like when one of my children make a mess, spill something, whatever it is, it's not like I'm there going to beat them up. I'm willing to help them out and clean things up. Get things cleaned up, and we move on with life, and we keep right on going. And you know, they might do it again and again, just like we do. We make a mess again and again. We fall, we do this, we do that. But God is always willing to help us out if we're willing to do our part and to repent and ask forgiveness. Ask him for our help. He wants to make you clean. In 1 Corinthians, a verse there, 1 Corinthians 11, 28 says, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Another verse in Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24 says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in that way everlasting. Just again, I want you to know that Jesus wants to clean your house. And when I say house, I'm talking about house, your heart. House and heart, that goes together here this morning. And the reason we need to know that is because he wants us to clean every room. He wants to clean every room in your house today. You know, how much better can you get it than to have somebody come and clean your house for free? He doesn't charge you anything. He does it willingly. He's happy to help you out. And I'm sure he'd do more than just your cleaning. He would do all your laundry, help out with your children. He's willing. He's there. We just need to ask. You know, I was just thinking this morning, of how God's kingdom is, it's an upside down kingdom. Things don't always make sense to us, but God's kingdom is a kingdom of action. He wants us to do things, to do this, ask, repent, just do. In fact, let's turn to Matthew chapter 6. A very familiar verse there. Matthew chapter 6. Verse 12. No, I'm sorry. I'm in the... Chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even to them, so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Just in these few verses already, we see a few action words, things that we're supposed to do unto others. Enter in at the straight gate. You know, God wants us to do, whereas, you know, like the golden rule says, do is for us anyway, it's this verse here, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I believe that sums up Jesus' ministry, what he was trying to teach people here on this earth while he was here. If he would have one verse that he could give to us, and none other, which he gave us a lot more than just one. But if he would have gave us just one, I believe he'd have gave us this verse right here. To do unto others. You see, the world system thinks don't do to others the things that you don't want done to them. In other words, if I don't want you to be mean to me or to steal my things, then I just won't steal your things. That's not Jesus' way of doing things. He says, do the things that you want done to others, so that way they do the things to you. Do unto them the things that you want done. You know, I believe we can have everything in life we want if we just help enough other people get what they want. Back to looking at the rooms. Are some of your rooms clean and some dirty? Do you go in every room, or is there some rooms that you hardly go in because there's something there inside that makes you feel uncomfortable? Do you have a room that you hide things? Or can Jesus go in every room with you? You know, looking at our life, do we have some things that we'd much rather not show people, much rather not have people know about, and for sure not Jesus? Or do we just let Jesus know about everything and take him everywhere in our heart? The difference between us going into that filthy house that I was talking about earlier and going into yours, and God going into yours, is that God already knows what's inside of yours. See, we didn't know what was inside that house when we got there. We opened the door and then boom, it was like nasty. But God already knows what's inside your heart. Whether you tell him or not, whether you let him in or not, he already knows what's inside there. There are no surprises for God. If you let God into your rooms, he will not be blown away, even if there is a mess, because he already knows what's there. God is just waiting for you to unlock your door and to let him in. He's handing you the key with tears of love on his face, because he wants every room clean. You know, he loves clean things, just like we love clean things. We love when everything's all nice and things are in order. And God loves it that way too, for when we have our heart clean, when things are in order, when we're listening to him. And you know, that's just a real gift, because he'll do it for free. Very willing. And we need to get him in daily. You know, if we go about our lives and looking at our houses, they get messy so fast. I mean, it's just one thing after the next. The spider webs start, I don't know if you call them growing, whatever the spiders do, they make them. All kinds of webs, and just this and that. It becomes a mess real fast. But God, he doesn't want to just take away just the spider webs, but he also wants to get rid of the spiders, so that way they don't just continue to come back. What is that spider in your life that you have that just continues to trip you up? Again and again, it makes a mess. Again and again, that spider. You know how fast they build webs? Just one right overnight. What is that spider in your life that just continues to trip you up? It might be your phone. It might be your work. Maybe some guy you go to hang out with. Maybe somebody at work. I don't know who it is. I don't know what you face. God wants to help you get rid of that spider. He wants to clean house. He wants to do it right. Not just the web, but also the spider. God wants us to prepare to meet him. The end of a verse there in Amos says, "Prepare to meet thy God." You know, God's preparing a place for us in heaven. Are we preparing to actually go there? God would be very disappointed with any one of us if we weren't to prepare ourselves for that beautiful place he's preparing for us. He's been working a long time for this. Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you." Are we preparing ourselves to go there? I believe if we're cleaning, letting Jesus in and clean every room, I believe we're getting ready or preparing to be there. You know, another thing God wants us to do is to ask. Ask him to come on in and to repent of our sins. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." In Matthew 6, Verse 33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." We are to seek God's kingdom first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You know, if we seek God's things first, then the rest is going to come right with it that God wants. Well, we have to first, again, it's like that action word, seek. Seek ye first. You know, the things that we want, for us as humans, we have so many wants. I don't know if near everything's a need, but boy, we got a lot of wants. At least I do. I'm wanting this thing and the next thing, and I'm just like, man, if I had a bigger garage, that would help. So I'd like to build a big garage. But then the thing is, if I build a garage, I'm going to want, it'd be nice to have a car lift in there. Have all these wants. We just got so many things we want. But if we seek the first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things shall be added unto you. Whether or not God gives you a garage or a car lift and all that good stuff, that's up to God. What he just wants us to do is to seek him first, and then that'll fulfill us. And then the rest is to follow. We're not supposed to worry about tomorrow, for the morrow shall take the thought for the things of itself. Just another thing, all of you might know how to clean a house, but none of you know how to clean a heart. God wants to furnish your house with many more things than you can think of. It's important that we fill our house with good things, with this righteousness that we were just talking about. Fill our life with righteousness. You know, if we don't fill ourselves, furnish our house with God's things, the devil is very willing to fill our hearts and our house with all his things. Very willing. But God wants to help you fill your life with good things, with this righteousness. If we look into the fruits of the Spirit, in Galatians, I'd just like to turn to Galatians chapter 5. I'm just going to read a couple verses here. First of all, it talks about the works of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." The devil is very willing to fill our lives with these things. But the fruit of the Spirit, what we want to do is for God to come in, sweep all these things out, and to fill us up with the fruits of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. We can do these things all we want, and there's no law against them. God wants us to do all these things all the time, every day. "And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, Let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. What for spiders do you have in your heart that you can take? I already had asked you this question, but what for spiders do you have in your heart that you can let Jesus take out of your life? What for idols do we have in our lives? What things do we hold higher than God's word, higher than God? You know, like I said, it could be a lot of different things. It could be our work. Maybe it's your truck. Maybe it's your phone. Do we spend way more time on our phones than we do in God's word? I know I can tend to do that sometimes, and I believe that's backwards. If we'd turn that around, I believe we'd have a whole lot more people that would have a cleaner house, living out the fruits of the Spirit. You know, the devil won't care how much you spend time on your phone, on your truck, making it clean, making it all snazzy so that way it roars louder, whatever it is. He don't care how much you work, if you're a workaholic. I'm not saying it's bad to work. We need to work. But there is a thing of working too much. You know, and do we bring God in every room? Or do we have this one thing that we just tell Jesus, no, you don't touch that? Or are we trying to hide something from God? You know, I think we've given enough of time for the devil to do his job. We've given him enough of time and enough of place, but it's time the devil, it's time the devil goes down and that we give more time to God. Give our all to God. Like was mentioned, love the Lord your God with all your heart. You know, I think if each one of us would do that all the time, we would forget about all the devil's things, and we would really be trying to hinder the devil more if we would just be focused on God, to love him more. Are you weary and heavy laden and want some rest? Again, it's another action word. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy, that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If you're weary and heavy laden this morning, God wants to give you rest. I'd like to look at Proverbs, just real quick, a few verses in Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs 6, 16. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. God hates these seven things. They're an abomination to him. He hates pride. He hates lying. He hates when the hands that want to just run into
that want to shed innocent blood, and a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. God wants to clean these things out and wants to fill you with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, all them fruits of the Spirit, righteousness. And you know, if you are needing help, God wants you to just ask him. He wants for you to just give him a call. So to speak, anyway. And you know Jesus' phone number? Let's look at it. It's in Jeremiah. If you want to call it his phone number anyway. Jeremiah chapter 3. Jeremiah 33, 3. It's the threes. Just give Jesus a call. At Jeremiah 3:33. 33:3 says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God wants to get you to the next level. He wants to show you things that you do not know yet. Great things, mighty things. Just give him a call. And I believe the way we do that is just get on down on our knees and just start praying. And not only that, but just listen. We need to take time to listen to God as well. Just remember, God wants to make you clean. Let him in every room. Let's kneel for prayer.